This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
عز ببطن مكة من عثمان لبعثه مكانه فبعث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عثمان وكانت بيعة الرضوان بعدما ذهب عثمان إلى مكة. As for the absence of عثمان بن عفان when they gave بيعة to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم بيعة الرضوان فلو كان أحدنا عز ببطن مكة من عثمان لبعثه مكانه. If anyone was more honorable, na'am, than Uthman, then the Prophet ﷺ would have sent that person to Mecca. Because that time, the Prophet ﷺ requested Uthman to go to Mecca. And the Bay'atul Ridwan, the Bay'ah, took place after the Prophet ﷺ sent Uthman to Mecca. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيده اليمنى هذه يد عثمان فضرب بها على يده. When they gave bay'ah to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet said with his right hand, this is the hand of عثمان, هذه يد عثمان. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم hit his left hand with his right hand to show that the bay'ah took place. And also it was done on behalf of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. فَقَالَ لَهُ ابْنُ عُمَرَ اِذْهَبْ بِهَا الْآنَ مَعَكَ. Now go back, you have the matters clarified to you. So these three things, ikhwani, as you can clearly see, the first one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said down the whole ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ تَقَ الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا سَزَلَّهُمْ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَسَبُوا وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. The second one, ikhwani, he was looking after the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sick. The third one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to do something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants. So in this, inshaAllah ta'ala, it becomes clear to all of us. Some of these doubts are awhanu min baytin an kabut, are very, very weak things that have been clarified in most asah, most authentic book, in after the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in al-Bukhari. And whoever wants more clarification in regards to the story and also the matters that happened between the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, let this person go back to some of the shuruhat of the ulama, books like Aqidatul Rasidiyah, Aqidatul Tahawiyah, where the ulama, they have explained some of these matters, inshaAllah ta'ala. So you have Uthman ibn Affan, in which we took our time out to defend and clarify that some of these doubts are absolutely weak, and it has been clarified by the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's the third most preferable after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the companions. Then you have Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu was married to the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you have the six who have been witnessed to be from those of the Jannah. Talha ibn Ubaidillah was the fifth one that was mentioned in the hadith. The sixth one that was mentioned in the hadith is Zubayr ibn Awam. Zubayr ibn Awam. The seventh one, Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Abdurrahman ibn Auf. The eighth one, Amir ibn Abdullah ibn Jarrah. The ninth one, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him, Allahumma istajib li Sa'd ila da'ak. Oh Allah, grant Sa'd when he makes dua for you, whatever he asks you. Specifically. And the last but not least, Sa'id ibn Zayd, also known as Abu al-A'war. Also known as Abu al-A'war. Sa'id ibn Zayd. Well, my brothers, the least we can do in order to get our kids to not become so indulged in some of these kuffar greatening them, the football players. Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan was recently asked a question. The one that wears a football top and he has the name of a disbeliever on there, it is a form of what? Honoring and greatening the disbelievers. And then it is haram. No one is saying don't play football. But when it comes to now, you've got their names, the names of these disbelievers. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Allah tells us the people of the book, the mushrikeen, they are the worst of creation. The worst of creation. And we're sticking them on the back of our shirts and our jumpers. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُ. Allah tells us they're not like, they're not just like cattle, but they're worse and more misguided than cattle. Look at the way that they live. Adam and Hayat. Lack of shyness. Just look at the women of these disbelievers on a Friday night or on a Saturday night. The lack of shyness that they have. It's okay for them to discuss that which they did maybe with another disbeliever. They're discussing it at work like there's no problem at all. Some of the things they did in the club, some of the things they did with that guy, it's all becoming normal. And today the Muslims are becoming exactly like them. It is not any shame whatsoever to be like them in some of the things that they do. Why? Because they're under the influence. Day and night were under them, were being afflicted by the afflictions, some of the ways that they have. So you have these Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, these 10 who have been given glad tidings while they were walking upon the earth. People of the Jannah. ثُمَّ يَلِيهِمَ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ. Then those that come after them is the Muhajirun. Those that made Hijrah. So the Hijrah, Ikhwani, was two types. When they made Hijrah to Al-Habasha. Hijrah to Al-Habasha, that was the first time of Hijrah. And this happened in two cases. مرحله الاولى كان عدد المهاجرين فيها 12 رجلا, 12 men and 4 women. They were the first people to make hijrah to Al-Habasha, also known as maybe now as Ethiopia or Eritrea, in that kind of region. And from there was Uthman ibn Affan and also his wife Ruqayya bint Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. طيب. And then after that, when they realized that this place is a place where they can practice their religion, فَعَاشُ فِيهِ أَحْسَنَ الْحَالِ. So then, after that, what happened another time, the Muhajirin, people, some of the Sahaba, they made Hijrah, وَكَانَ عَدْرُ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَرْحَلَةِ ثَلَاثَةَ وَثَمَانُونَ. 83, after that, they made Hijrah. This is in the second phase. So the first phase, there was only 12. Men and 4 women, amongst them with Uthman and his wife. Then the second phase was 83 of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, the men, made Hijrah to Al-Habasha. And 18 of the Sahabiyat, who accompanied the companions in the second phase. So that's the first time of Hijrah took place. The second time of Hijrah is when they made Hijrah to Al-Madinah. When they made Hijrah to Al-Madina, all of them are known and considered to be what? From the Muhajirin. The word Al-Muhajir is applied to this individual. And they are the best of them when it comes to as a whole. We wouldn't say that every single bi'ayneh, independently, every single Muhajir is better than every single one of the Ansar. No, we're talking about as a whole. As a whole, the Muhajirun, they are they are better when it comes to preference. But we wouldn't say every single person of them. Then those that come after them when it comes to preference are the Ansar. Those that helped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he went to Al-Madina. ثُمَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ أَهْلِ الْبَدَرِ. Those that participated in the battle of Badr, they come after the Ansar when it comes to Fadl. ثُمَّ أَهْلُ بَيْعَةِ الرِّضْوَانِ. Those that gave bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam under the tree. ثُمَّ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتِلِ. Then those that became Muslim and they fought with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the conquest of Al-Mecca. And then those that came after them, in fadl, in preference, and in virtue, are those that fought and they gave charity after the conquest of Al-Mecca. They can't be the same, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا. طيب. So they can't be the same when it comes to fadl, virtue. They differ. نعم. So the Imam Al-Hudayy rahimahullah ta'ala says, فَلَا نُؤْمَرْ إِلَا الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ لَهُمْ. We haven't been commanded except to seek forgiveness for them. And this is the way of the believer. فَمَنْ سَبَّهُمْ أَوْ تَنَقَّصَهُمْ أَوْ أَحَدًا مِّنْهُمْ فَلَيْسَ عَلَى السُنَّةِ. Whoever insults them or belittles them, any of them, فَلَيْسَ عَلَى السُنَّةِ. This person is not upon the sunnah. You leave the fold of the sunnah. As soon as you start belittling them or speaking ill about them and not having taqdeer, appreciation for the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Ikhwani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, La tasubbu ashabi. La tasubbu ashabi. فَإِنَّ لَوْ أَنْفَقْ فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقَ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا مَا أَدْرَكَ مُدَّ أَحَدٍ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. If any of you had a mountain of Uhud, and you gave that mountain of Uhud in charity, you wouldn't reach the level of the Sahaba. مَا أَدْرَكَ مُدَّ أَحَدٍ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. You wouldn't reach the status or the level of the Sahaba. The size of a mud. A mud, ikhwani, is like this size. وَلَا نَصِيفَ. Or half of it. مَا أَدْرَكَ مُدَّ أَحَدٍ وَلَا نَصِيفَ. For someone to even say something about them. It came in another hadith. مَنْ صَبَّ أَصْحَابِي فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Whoever insults any of my companions, upon him is the la'an, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْمَلَائِكَ, the angels, and all the people altogether. So we curse this individual. The curse of everybody is upon this individual who curses or speaks ill about any of the Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Umar, he mentioned, لَا تَصُبُّ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ فَالْمُقَامُ أَحَدِهِمْ سَاعَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمْلِ أَحَدِكُمْ عُمُرَهُ. Do not speak ill of the Sahaba. The fact that they were present for 1 hour, them being there present with the Prophet ﷺ for an hour, it is better than the actions, the good that you do for your whole life. So a person that's praying Qiyamul Layl his whole life, spending in charity his whole life, can never ever reach. This is only some of the Ahsan al-A'mal, some of the great acts that a person can do from the acts of the people of Jannah. If a person, let's just say we get the an'am, the best of those that are walking upon the face of this earth today. The actions that he's doing, he cannot reach a sahabi who was just there for an hour. If a sahabi was there for 1 hour, he befriended the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 1 hour, he met him, and then he died, you're still not better than him, no matter how much that you do. In other words, to break it down, فَلَيْسَ عَلَى السُّنَّةِ, this person is not upon the sunnah. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ فِي الْفَيْهِ حَقٌ. This person doesn't have any entitlement to the faith. And we're going to explain inshallah ta'ala what the faith means. The word faith and ghanima. So I'll explain first what ghanima. Ghanima is called the war booty. The war booty. When the Muslimun, they used to go out to fight the disbelievers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. Once they defeat the kuffar, everything that the kuffar had would now become under the ownership of the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'lamu, know, أنما غنمت من شيء فأن لله الخمسة. Whatever you have now found as war booty, you have to split it into five. وعلم أنما غنمت من شيء فأن لله الخمسة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes one fifth. وللرسول, the Prophet takes the second fifth. ولذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين. The Ahlul Bayt, the close relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have one-fifth of the war booty. One-fifth of the war booty. The close relatives, because they don't accept sadaqah. They don't accept sadaqah. So they are entitled to one-fifth. One-fifth gets taken and given to the Ahlul Bayt, the close relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fourth part of the war booty is given to the yatama, the orphans. And the fifth is given to the miskin. This is the war booty. Ghanima, ikhwani. There's a difference between ghanima and faith. Ghanima is when you go out with the safe. When you go out with the sword to fight the disbelievers. As for the faith, it is a bit like the ghanima, but when the Muslims have gone out without fighting. The Muslims, let's just say now, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to go to the people of Bahrain to fight them. Without him going, the people of Bahrain, they surrender. Khalas ya Rasulullah, we'll become Muslims and we'll bring everything. This is called the faith. This is called the faith. So the whole point is, what the Shaykh is trying to say, the one that belittles them, or insults them, or curses them, his verse is not upon the sunnah, and he doesn't have any entitlement to the faith. أخبرنا بذلك غير واحد عن مالك بن أنس. And more than one person has told us this about this issue, and it was narrated from Malik ibn Anas, Imam Malik رحمه الله تعالى. He used to say this. أنه قال قسم الله تعالى الفيل فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى has distributed the faith. It has also come in the...